District regular meeting of the Board of Directors for this December. And before we start, I just want to thank everybody in our past meetings for muting yourself unless you're speaking. It makes it really easy for everybody to understand the meeting. So thank you for that. And on that note, Jeff, can you call the order?
Yes. Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Torres?
I am present.
Director Lopez Garcia? Oh, you're on mute, Lupe.
Present.
All right, Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay. Moving on to the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Director Torres? Yeah.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any member of the board that needs any of the items removed and talked about, or do I have a motion for all of them?
I move we approve the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director. Jeff?
All right. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay, moving on. There are no presentations this evening, so I'm moving on to the General Manager's report. Good evening, General Manager.
Good evening, Madam Chair, board members. I'll be brief and turn it over to Laura. She's got some update on some of the programs that we've had. As you recall, I believe it was the last meeting, the board approved $130,000 for hydro seeding and grading at Ambrose Park. We solicited an RFP. We got two responses. One was from our current vendor for our maintenance, Pacific Site Management, that bid $127,000. Our second bid was by Brightview Landscaping, and that was for $60,000. So we take the lowest responsible bidder, in this case, Brightview. It's very encouraging that, we got a bid out of $60,000 for that hydro seeding and grading. And with that, Lori would be making the arrangements for park closures and working with the vendors and getting them in and grade. Lori, would you like to give an update on that?
Yes. Good evening, Madam Chair and board members. We began the pre-grading today, and the irrigation system will begin next week, again, weather permitting on that. Our next step after that will be the hydro seeding, and the exact date depends on soil conditions, weather, various factors. So, but it should be completed probably, and it's once we do the hydro seeding, it's got to be about 6 weeks to 9 weeks for the seed to germinate, and then we'll be able to possibly get a date to open the park, seeing how that's coming along. We did currently close the Ambrose Park yesterday, so we can do this construction on the park. Really excited about this. I think it's going to be beautiful there. The construction for the new playground equipment at Lindbrook Park will begin in mid-January. Actually, the playground equipment shipped today to the installer. We're looking to do a ribbon cutting at the mid or end of February, depending on weather and the completion time of that the playground. So that's really exciting. A little update on the Teen Center Baypoint Youth Academy. They had their first field trip, which they took the kids to see the new Black Panther movie. They also had a Thanksgiving dinner, and the kids were amazed by the decorations because most of the Academy members had never used the cloth napkins before, so it was really fun for them. They there's a few pictures of their Thanksgiving dinner, as you could see, and it was decorated so nice. Wandra did such an amazing job. As far as the curriculum, they're working on different topics such as listening, communicating. They have an opportunity to practice and strengthen their pitch skills. For example, they did a mock Shark Tank, and the kids had to present a product and try to convince Randy and Alondra to invest in their product. The goal is to help them gain confidence in public speaking, as well as teach them how to communicate effectively. And you can see here's a picture of them doing their little Shark Tank program. And the Teen Center youth are in the process of planning a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. This is going to be a great way to let other teens know that the Teen Center is finally open and providing fun recreation activities. It's also a good way to engage youth in planning the leadership roles on this program. It's started their cooking class. It's back. And they have developed a week-long curriculum teaching of rules and safety practices, importance of cleanliness, proper behavior while cooking, preparation of dishes, identifying healthy ingredients, working as a team, understanding the goals and outcomes of the dishes that they cook. They've designed the cooking space to better access the cooking equipment. And then they'll have some pictures of that, of some of the cooking classes, on our next presentation. They also participated at the Breakfast with Santa, which was Saturday, December 3rd, and the kids did an amazing job. They served the food, they worked with the crafts of our community, they did a great job greeting our community as they came in. They brought the holiday spirit loud and lovely and wonderful. They did a fantastic job. We had over 200 community members at this event. And Santa was very, very busy getting all the wish lists and giving out toys to all of our community. So it was a super event. So we're kind of excited about, that event and that people are coming back to the community center and our rentals have really, really started getting booked out. We have all of December and pretty much all of January booked out, and people are calling and wanting to know what's at the community center, what's going on. So it's a real exciting time, I think, now for 2023 that we can start an additional programming because people are excited to get back to the community center. Any questions?
Do any of my board members have any questions for our general manager or for Lori?
No questions, but... just great job on everything. Thank you. I was at the Santa breakfast, and the kids were great, and Lori and Jessica were there, and TJ was even there with Doug. So Randy and Alondra did really well with the kids. Really enjoyed it with my family. So great job. Thank you so, so much. It was a fun event.
Thank you. And I would like to wish all the Amberlin board members in the community a very happy holiday as well.
Thank you so much, Lori. Thank you, General Manager. Thank you, Lori, for your wonderful report. Okay, we don't have any legal counsel
Madam
report.
Chair?
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, yes, yes, I actually have a question for our General Manager.
Yeah.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate the update on Lindbrook Park and the project that's happening there. I'm just curious about Anuna Park and that project there. When that is scheduled to start.
Go ahead, Lori.
I'm just going to say we've been working with the vendor. Interestingly enough, we approved a playground design, and since the time we made the approval and the time they made the order, the prices went up, and we've kind of been negotiating with the vendor to ensure that we keep the price that we agreed upon with the board and with the community, and keep the integrity of the park at the same time. So we're negotiating with them right now. I think we're making some good headway, but Lori may have some dates for you. Lori, go ahead.
Yeah, so working, they're working with the two playground companies. They're waiting for some of the January sale prices to come in to get us to where we have the same project that we had before. So at this point, that playground equipment has not been ordered. I'll have at our next board meeting an exact date. It's about 7 weeks out, they said, when they do order it. So if we get that ordered mid-January, it's about 7 weeks from there.
So we're probably looking at a construction, well, the project actually starting until like maybe March.
Yes, exactly.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any questions or comments for the general manager or Lori?
No, but I may be losing my voice, so I'm not going to talk too much, but great job.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Director. And thank you, General Manager and Lori, again, for all your good work and presence presenting this evening. We do not have any legal counsel reports, so we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Yes?
We do not.
All right, I'm closing it to the public and bring it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on the agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak on the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. The first item to discuss is consider selecting a chair and vice chair for 2023-2025. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Yes?
There is not.
All right, I'm closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board. All right. So we need to select a new chair and vice chair. I'm looking for nominations, but I would like to nominate myself as chair and May as vice chair again in anticipation of us coming back in public. We haven't been able to do that our last 2 years, May, and I think it would be nice if we got to do that. Do I have a second?
I'll second that. I'll second it.
All right. Do I have a vote, Jess?
Yes. Director Torres?
Nay.
I think Eva's on.
Yes, hello, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we were just selecting a chair and vice chair, and the nomination for chairs, Trina Hudson, and vice chair is Mae Sindonia Torrickson.
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, Director Lopez Garcia.
I vote for them.
Director Garcia.
That would be great for me. Yes, I think it's a good choice.
Director Torlickson.
Totally, yes. Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye. So the chair and vice chair will remain the same for the next session, 4-1. Moving on to consider selecting two more board members to serve on the budget committee. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment, that would like to make a comment on this item at this time?
No, there is not.
Yes? All right, I'm closing it to the public and then bringing it back up to the board. So we need to consider selecting two board members to the budget committee. I would like to nominate Eva Garcia and Eduardo Torres. If that's of interest to anybody, can I get a second?
I second that.
All right, thank you, Director Torlakson. Can I get a vote? Beth?
Mm-hmm. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. So our new budget committee for the next 2023 to 2025 is Eva Garcia and Eduardo Torres. I think you guys are going to do a really great job. Next, we consider authorizing the general manager to apply for a community development block grant known as the CDBG to replace the Ambrose Community Center carpet. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment about this item at this time? Yes?
There is not.
All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. All right, general manager, what say you?
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you may recall, we've used CDBG grants in the past to improve the community center. We've had great success with that. We've got new doors to the community center. We got a new floor at the community center. We got a new ceiling at the community center. And we also got renovated restrooms, all with CDBG funds. The thing about CDBG funds is there is a 25% match, but as you can see by the numbers that are included in the staff report, it's quite a bargain when you're able to leverage your funds like that. This is largely procedural. In order to apply for CDBG funds, we need the board to approve the application, and then we go through the tedious work of providing all the detailed information that they require. You may have noticed that the carpet has seen the end of its useful life. It is worn in quite a few areas, and with the traffic that we get there, it takes a beating, and it's time to replace it. We want to do it with carpet squares, and the reason that we're choosing carpet squares is because they're ADA compliant, number one, and number two, if there's a spill or damage to any carpeted area, we can simply take up those tiles and replace them and keep it looking good. And that's something that we can't do with the current carpet. So, this is again required by a CDBG application, and a letter will accompany it, letting the county know that we're interested in getting a CDBG grant this year. And the funding will be for next fiscal year, so we have to do it. It's actually due by the 19th of this month, but it won't be funded until fiscal year 23.
Let me start with Director Fullerton. Do you have any questions for the general manager?
No, I do not. I think it's a great idea to change the carpet into carpet squares. That's a great idea. I was just going to ask you about that because I noticed that carpets really run down. So thank you for that idea.
Director Torres, do you have any questions for the general manager, sir?
Not necessarily about the square. Thank you, Madam Chair. Not necessarily about the squares. I'm really happy to hear about the carpet being replaced. I think that's a great thing to work on. No comments, no questions about this item. I would like to at some point figure out in the future how to get more funds for the rec center. I was just at an event Sunday.
Excuse me, Eduardo. We can only talk about this item at this time, but if you want to bring that up during your committee report, that would be fine, sir.
Well, I just wanted to tie it into this money because I definitely do agree that this money needs to be spent on the carpet, and it was just an observation I made.
Go ahead and tie it in during committee reports, sir, okay?
Yeah, I would like to finish my thought, though, because, again, I just, again, want to just appreciate the fact that we're going to have a new carpet for it's something I did notice this past Sunday. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Director Garcia, how about you? Do you have any questions for the general manager?
No.
All right, thank you. Okay, Director Lopez Garcia?
No questions.
Okay. I don't either. I think it's fabulous. I wish I'd thought about carpet squares when I was raising my kids for the traffic patterns. Do one of my gentle board members, would they make a motion, please?
I move we authorize the general manager to apply for a community development block grant to replace the Ambrose Community Center carpet.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Director. Jeff?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye. Wonderful. Okay, we do not have any public hearings. We do not have any closed session. We're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each of you will be given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items that are within the jurisdiction of this board committee. And I'd like to start with my valued chair. Director
Collison,
what say you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the staff and the general manager for a great year. We survived, and we even did really well with all our plans for the park. So thank you very much. It's the community center as well. And kudos to our staff like Randy and Alondra and Lori and Jessica. They're all great. I really like working with them. Thank you to our chair. She's been a really good chair these last 2 years. I'm so proud of you, working with you. And just recently we had our swearing in, and it was really great to have the swearing in with her. And of course, I thank my board members for always, you know, being there and looking out for the community. Thank you, Eduardo, Eva, and Lupe, for serving the community so well. That's it. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Eduardo, good to have it. What say you, sir? I mean, Director Torres, what say you?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I just wanted to emphasize the importance of finding ways to reinvest in our community center. I was DJing the event on Sunday there for a memorial that took place there in our center, and obviously there's still a lot of work that needs to be done there, but I'm hoping that in the future with the lead of our general manager Doug getting some more money for the actual center itself would be definitely a priority that I would like us to focus on. As I see, like, a lot of things there that could need improvements. And it's a great facility, and I'm glad that there's more money being put into it. But I just definitely want to see that community center thrive as it has in the past. But, yeah, with that, I just really want to show appreciation and give appreciation to Lori, to Doug, for the great work this year, and to my colleagues, I hope everyone's safe this holiday season, and you know, make sure you get your vaccine, because there's a lot of illnesses and sickness going around at this time of year. With that, I yield my time.
Thank you, sir. Director Garcia, what say you, ma'am?
I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season, and we will all be here next year, continuing to work for the community, and I do appreciate all of you and our manager and staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia?
I'd like to thank I want to thank Doug and everybody working at the Ambrose Center. And, you know, we got another Christmas in there, ladies. So we got to do it. Everybody have a happy new year and take care.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. You know, I was looking over our board packets for this past year, and actually for the past couple of years, looking at our budget, looking at what we've been able to get done. And it constantly amazes me that we're such a tiny district, and yet we manage to satisfy so much of the needs of our communities within our mission statement. I know that most of you know that I visit all of our parks once a week. It's a pledge that I made when I first got elected some years ago. And it makes me so heartened to see how well attended they are. And it's amazing to me that we know that we have to be so fiscally responsible because we have such aging infrastructure. There's so much of our money that goes into items that are not sexy, that people see. You know, the new irrigation system at Ambrose Park, the HVAC last month that, you know, cost us thousands and thousands of dollars. But yet we keep being so fiscally responsible that we keep eating away at that list of items that we put on our list some years ago that need to be replaced or rehabilitated, and still we're able to do some of the really cool things that the community can see, like the new playground at Anuta Park when it's up and running, like the new playground at Lindbrook when it's up and running, like the community garden, like what's happening at Ambrose Park, and all the improvements that we've made at the center. So it just makes me feel really, really proud that we have been able to serve our public so well, that we have been able to be very diligent stewards of their money, because we live in a community where literally every dollar counts. It's not just a saying, it's really a real thing. People live paycheck to paycheck. You know, a lot of them don't even have extra or any extras. So we know that we have to do our best and our most diligent selves, be our most diligent selves, and how we spend that money, manage that money. And I'm just really proud of this board of directors. And I also just want to just give a shout out to all of us. And this includes the general manager and Jessica and Lori and all of our staff down at the center. You know, we have really done an amazing job holding this district together during this pandemic. It's just so amazing that we're coming back. I'm so proud of us. And, you know, we've had some challenges. But I think each time we have a challenge, instead of us looking at it like it's a negative, we look at it like, all right, how do we deal with this? How do we get beyond it? How do we manage it? And I want to really say, Doug, what an absolute honor. A true honor, sir, in a sense, to work with you. You are so knowledgeable in your job. Your decades of experience in this field have really, really helped me as the board chair. I don't know if you guys all know this, but he is so available to me. Any questions that I have a lot of questions. And Jessica, too. I mean, I've called her I don't know how many times, and she's at home, and she helps me every single time, and it's just really a blessing. And I also want to say to my vice chair, I don't know what I would do without you, because you are the one that I totally always rely on to make the motions when they're still like flipping tongue twisters. But I know that you are going to get that motion out there. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Director Carlson, for being such a great vice chair. I'm really looking forward to working with you next couple of years. I'm really looking forward to Director Garcia and Director Torres chairing the budget committee. I know you guys are going to be very good stewards of our money and present a really good budget to us, and be looking out for our welfare for the board.
And on that note, I want to wish everybody a really happy, safe, quality season, and I really look forward to the coming year, and at some point we'll be seeing each other soon. So happy New Year to everybody, and happy holidays. At this time, I would like to have a motion to close and adjourn until our January meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move we adjourn to the January meeting in 2023.
Thank you, Jeff.
Second that.
Thank you, Director Lopez-Garcia. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.